Hi, everyone. It's time for the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge from the Heart City of Valentine.
And we want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas today. Lemon Livestock, with a regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday, wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas from Paul Huffman and the staff at Lemon Livestock. Merry Christmas from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in historic Medora, North Dakota. Find them on Facebook and follow them at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Happy holidays from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Are you wanting to sit around and get the latest in ranching, breeding, markets, and agriculture while you wait for the sun to come up with these short days? Well, you know what you need to check out is Tri-State Livestock News. They offer all that and more. Every week, no need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
Kim, I thought we'd start things off today on this Christmas program, Do You Know Jesus?, a poem by Kevin Sundquist. Do you know this Jesus? Do you know this Jesus as the infant child born in a manger stall? Or do you know Jesus, who is the Christ of Christmas? God's anointed, the Messiah, Jehovah, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the ruler of everything. Do you know this Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, your Savior, Redeemer, and friend? Do you know this Jesus, who is the rest of the Christmas story? God, who came to this earth he created, born as the infant child, walked this earth as a man, lived a life of love, showing us who he is, and demonstrated his great love for who we are to him. You see, when we accept his free gift of salvation, as Malachi 3:17 says, they will be mine. When we ask Jesus to come into our hearts and lives, we can say, I am his, and he is mine. We become God's treasured possession, from a love I call a Christmas love. A poem by Kevin Sundquist on this Christmas day of the good stuff.
And Mike, we have to wrap up the 12 days of Christmas, December 25th. Remember Agnes and her boyfriend? Well, this one is from the law office, Taker, Spader, and Bager. Dear sir, this is to acknowledge your latest gift of 12 fiddlers fiddling, which you have seen fit to inflict on our client, Miss Agnes McAllister. The destruction, of course, was total. All correspondence shall come to our attention. If you should attempt to reach Miss McAllister at Happy Dale Sanitarium, the attendants have instructions to shoot you on sight. With this letter, please find attached a warrant for your arrest. Merry Christmas.
The 12 days of Christmas did not go as planned.
No, I don't think so. And here is one that came across from across the pond. This is Sue Dewey and Christmas Footprints. On a cold and restless winter night, I dreamt I took my grandson's hands and led them to an Indian band who nestled deep beneath the eaves of snow-encrusted piney trees, lay bright within their tips so light, wrapped in skins that Christmas night. And we in coats of buffalo fur heard their hobbled horses stir and saw them snorting puffs of steam into the air, all crisp and clean. And now my grandsons pulled my sleeve. They asked me, Grandma, who are these who sleep beneath the great pine trees? And crouching down, I pull them near and whisper in their baby ears. They are the people of earth and sky who cross the plains on horses fly. The hours of the night move on, and I with grandsons trudge beyond the perfumed fir tree forest, and open-mouthed we stop and stare at prairies bathed in silver glare of one bright star just hanging there. And here we smell the bovine scent of restless longhorn cattle who softly call their calves to them as snowflakes start to settle. And keeping watch, a cowboy sings a sentimental song. In wide-brimmed hat and greasy chaps, he'll watch his herd till dawn. So, Grandma, tell us, who is he, this man who sings so prettily? The brushing snowflakes from their hair that tremble through the frosty air? I say, oh, boys, he is the very best. He is the spirit of the West. The night is through. It's time to go. We leave dream footprints in the snow and slumbering down in tiny beds, two baby boys with downy heads sleep on without a stir and clutched within their baby hands a wispy piece of buffalo fur. Again, that is from Sue Dewey from England.
Kim, thanks for sharing that with us on this special program here on the good stuff for Christmas Day 2023. And from Kim and myself, Mike, as well as Jim and Cherry Thompson, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas from The Good Stuff.